Good Friday morning, beloved. Once again, thank you for graciously inviting me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Again, God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach to the people. Jonah delivers a brief message. It's just one verse long. And the people heed Jonah's warning and repent. And God chooses not to punish them. And God's saving word for us all this week has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah chapter 3 at verse 1. Once again, the Lord spoke to Jonah, and he said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to the people the message I have given you." So Jonah obeyed the Lord and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to walk through it. Jonah started through the city, and after walking a whole day, he proclaimed, "In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed God's message, so they decided that everyone should fast, and all the people, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth to show that they had repented. When the king of Nineveh heard about it, he got up from his throne, took off his robe, put on sackcloth, and sat down in ashes. He sent out a proclamation to the people of Nineveh. "This is an order from the king and his officials. No one is to eat anything. All persons, cattle, and sheep are forbidden to eat or drink. All persons and animals must wear sackcloth. Everyone must pray earnestly to God and must give up their wicked behavior and their evil actions. Perhaps God will change his mind. Perhaps he will stop being angry and we will not die." God saw what they did. He saw that they had given up their wicked behavior. So he changed his mind and did not punish them as he said he would. And today's key verse is Jonah chapter 3 verse 8, where it says, "Everyone must pray earnestly to God and give up their wicked behavior and their evil actions." You know, it's interesting, as I preach messages, throughout the week, especially on Sunday morning, these messages are 20 minutes long, half hour long, sometimes 45 minutes long. And here's Jonah. He preaches this, this message, that, it's not even 5 seconds long. He proclaimed, "In 40 days, Nineveh shall be destroyed." End of message. But you know what? The Holy Spirit got a hold of the people's hearts, and they took that message to heart, and they turned from their sin, and God heard their cries. God saw their hearts, and he forgave them of their sin. You know, beloved, it doesn't take much. It just takes truth. It just takes God's word, and then the Holy Spirit can take a whole generation, can take a whole city full of people and change them, will encourage them to turn from their sin and to ask for God's forgiveness. Don't look for these great, big, huge opportunities to preach the gospel message in 15,000-seat auditoriums. No, all you need to do is preach a 5-second message throughout your daily life. People will hear that, and people will come to know the Lord. Let us pray. God of love and mercy, you look upon me with compassion and are ready to forgive me when I come to you with a humble heart and repent, and a repentant heart, and confess to you my wrongdoings. I thank and praise you for loving me so. Amen. Well, that brings our morning and our week together to an end, beloved. Join me next Monday when we will be in Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jonah is angry with God. But on Sunday, we'll have a chance to be together in God's house. And so if you are physically able to make it to the church, I hope to see you there. If not, don't forget that the services are broadcast on Zoom and on Facebook. So either way, God bless you, and we will see you next time, however God wills. We'll see you next week.